of him too much.
Oh, 'tis treason.
Madam, I trust not so.
Thou, you know, Marguerite.
What's your highness' pleasure?
Not now to hear thee sing. I take no pleasure in aught an eunuch has. 'Tis well for thee that, being unseminous, thy freer thoughts may not fly forth of Egypt. Hast thou affection?
Yes, gracious madam.
Indeed?
Not indeed, madam, for I can do nothing. But what indeed is honest to be done? Yet have I fierce affections, and think what Venus did with Mars.
Oh, Charmian, where thinkst thou he is now? Stands he, or sits he, or does he walk, or is he on his horse? Oh, happy horse to bear the weight of Antony. Do bravely, horse, for what's thou whom thou movest? The demi-Atlas of this earth, the arm and virginess of men. Or murmuring, where's my servant of old Nile? For so he calls me. Now I feed myself with most delicious poison. Think on me, that am with Phoebus' amorous pinches black and wrinkled deep in time. Broad-fronted Caesar, when thou wast here above the ground, I was a morsel for a monarch. And great Pompey, make his eyes grow in my brow. There would he anchor his aspect and die with looking on his life.
Sovereign of Egypt, hail.
How much unlike art thou, Mark Antony, yet coming from him that great medicine hath with his tinct gilded thee. How goes it with my brave Mark Antony?
Last thing he did, dear queen, he kissed the last of many double kisses this orient pearl. His speech sticks in my heart.
Mine ear must pluck it thence.
Good friend, quoth he, say the firm Roman to great Egypt sends this treasure of an oyster, at whose foot, to mend the petty present, I will piece her opulent throne with kingdoms. All the East, say thou, shall call her mistress. Say nodded, and soberly did mount an arm-gaunt steed, who neighed so high that what I would have spoke was beastly dumbed by him.
Well, what was he, sad or merry?
Like to the time of the year between the extremes of hot and cold, he was nor sad nor merry.
Oh, well-divided disposition. Note him, good Charmian, 'tis the man, but note him. He was not sad, for he would shine on those that make their looks by his. He was not merry, which seemed to tell them his remembrance lay in Egypt with his joy. But between both,